Country Station 92.5 XTU. I'm Andy Summers with the XTU Morning Crew. Good morning, Dave Cruz.
Good morning, Andy Summers.
You are a single guy.
Yes.
This has been brought up several times already this morning.
Yeah, thank you for that.
So I found this new dating app.
Oh,
that
Lord.
Is a Tinder-style app.
All right, I'm in.
Instead of using your photo, it uses a photo of your refrigerator.
Oh, dear God.
It is refrigerating.
Of course it is.
Right?
Wow. You know, this might be better for me because a couple weeks ago, you went through my Bumble profile.
Which is horrible.
And, yeah, outwardly disliked and insulted every picture of me on there. So maybe this would work better.
The one without your shirt on was the best one that was up there from what I remember. All right, okay. So check Dave out on Bumble. But you have to check. So I want you to set up your profile because I want to see where this goes, okay?
All right. Refrigerating?
Refrigerating, yes.
Okay. And you say it's a picture of my fridge.
Yeah, this is what it is. It's because doesn't it make sense? I mean, how important is that to a single guy? When you're looking at other women and you want to see what's in the refrigerator.
Oh, very important. Yeah. Because when I'm at a girl's place, you know, and she slips away for something and I immediately go and start snooping around.
Yeah.
You know, medicine cabinet, whatever. You open the fridge and there has to be, I love meat. I'm a man who loves meat. There has to be some sort of ground beef, tacos, you know, day old pizza, meat lover's pizza.
You
know,
so
there's got to be something like that.
You could really tell a lot about a person by what's in their refrigerator.
Yeah. If I open up her fridge and it's just like fruits and veggies and yogurts, I know it's not worth anybody's time and I'll just slip out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really.
Although, now that I think about it, my fridge at home, because I just looked at it and laughed to myself last night, there's nothing in it but some baby carrots, which aren't for me. My dog eats them. A bag of spinach, which I never eat, but I buy it because when I'm checking out of the grocery store, I have to have something healthy or people make fun of me. So it just sits there until it turns to liquid. You know, when you have
Yes, yeah. When it's been in there for too long.
And a bottle of vodka. And milk. Those are the four items in my refrigerator.
Do you eat them all together? Like, do you sit down with some baby carrots, milk, and vodka?
No, the dog eats the carrots. Do you not listen?
So there's no food for you at all in your fridge. Do you just take out? Do you cook anything?
And I'm not disgusting enough to mix the milk and the vodka in the same glass. What am I, a caveman? You drink them separately. So I'm going to fill up my profile. I'll take a picture of that when I get home.
Okay.
And let you know tomorrow. Because it's just going to be nothing but right swipes, I'm sure.
I don't know. I mean, I would think that the people who would left swipe, right? Is that the way?
Right is good.
Right. Oh, the people who right swipe you then are women who are going to want to fix you.
Okay.
I feel like you have to know that going
well,
in.
Well, there's
right?
a lot of fixing to
they're
happen.
They're
going to
want to
so.
Fix you. Or they're thinking, wow, there's lots of room for my food in this fridge.
Is there something else I should secretly throw in there? Like, should I stop on the way home?
That's a good question. Like, what would look good? What's going to draw you to someone else's refrigerator? Yeah.
Or what would be the weirdest? Should I scoop up some roadkill and just throw it in there?
No. God, I mean, that's gross.
That's going like, the wrong direction?
Like a little squirrel tail or something.
See, great minds think alike.
That's disgusting. That would be shocking.
Right next to the milk and the soggy spinach.
Oh, 215-263-6700. We're talking about dating apps. Sydney, so have you had any success with dating apps?
Yeah, I actually met my boyfriend 2.5 years on Bumble.
Bumble. So you're in charge on Bumble, right?
Yes, but he extended the time because I didn't say anything to him.
Oh.
Wait, why did you see him and not reach out the first time?
Because I was going on those sprees that, like, you right swipe everybody and then you put your phone down for, like, 6 days and forget about it.
It was a late night swipe.
Right swipe everybody.
Probably not. It was actually probably, like, the middle of the day.
Oh, so nooner.
XTU, good morning, Judy.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. We're talking about dating apps because there's a refrigerating app that works kind of like Tinder, and then you swipe if you like the fridge. Have you had any success with online dating?
Yes, I have. I'm 54 years old. I went on Plenty of Fish, and I had 8 dates. 7 of them were terrible.
Oh, no.
They were. And then yesterday, I hit the jackpot. Most of them have pictures from 10 years ago. And you watch them walk into the, you know, coffee shop and you're like, how do I get out of this?
What was so great about this guy from yesterday?
He was normal. He wasn't a pizza driver. He didn't have diabetes. He wasn't coughing up cigarette smoke. Yeah.
He didn't kill me all of the stars. Interesting list of no's.
Yeah, he popped in. He looked nice. He smelled nice.
Had more than 8 fingers. He's a keeper. We like him.
He's definitely a keeper.
On 2 hands.
I know, yeah, on 2 hands. Now, by any chance, did he bring you back to his place so you could check out his refrigerator?
No, but that's going to be a tough one when he looks in my refrigerator.
Oh, what's he going to find?
He is a health nut. He eats chicken and fish and only meat once a month, which is great, and he works out 6 days a week. But I like to have, like, right now I have chocolate cake in my refrigerator. I have more chocolate cake.
and 17 boxes of wine.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to date you, Judy.
Yeah. I know. So he's coming over to dinner tonight, and I need to quickly get home after work and clean my refrigerator out. Now that I heard you guys talk on the radio.
Yeah, definitely purge that fridge.
Thank you so much for the heads up.
Hey, we're here to serve. Judy, thanks. And oh my gosh, congratulations. Congrats. And will you keep us posted? Can you call us back tomorrow and tell us how the date goes?
I definitely will. I've been trying to get on the radio for you guys forever and never made it. So,
all right, well, I'm going to put you back on hold and we're going to get your phone number because we definitely want to find out how this date goes tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
We need to be friends with Judy.
I think she's super fun.
I'm glad we're getting her number because next time you take a vacation day, she has to fill in for you. She would be a blast.
She's going to bring you chocolate cake and box wine.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.